The nucleus, which resembles a gigantic information processing center, is the brain of the complex system of the cell. Inside the cells are chromosomes, each of which is a huge data bank. Chromosomes consist of intertwined DNA chains. The detailed plans of all the systems in the cell are coded in these DNA chains. A DNA chain is like a spiral helix, composed of the sequential arrangements of four different molecules. These four different molecules are actually an alphabet of four letters. Thanks to this alphabet, an enormous amount of information that would fill hundreds of volumes of an encyclopedia is coded in the DNA molecule. This coding system includes the detailed production plans of the thousands of different enzymes and proteins used in the cell. The projects of all organic molecules that will be structured in the cell are written in the DNA down to their smallest details. The production of an organic molecule, such as a protein, starts with the identification of the gene containing the required information among the DNA found in the chromosomes. An enzyme exclusively in charge of this task opens the DNA like a zipper. Then, another group of enzymes come and divide the DNA strands into two. Another enzyme goes over one of the split pieces and quickly reads and copies the data coded here. Now, a perfect copy of the production plan in the DNA is obtained. After replication is completed, enzymes close the DNA and restore it to its original state. The copy produced from the DNA is called messenger RNA. Messenger RNA contains the production plan of the protein required for the cell. Protein production itself takes place in another part of the cell. This structure, which we can also call the factory of the cell, is the ribosome. There is a perfect system of production in the ribosome. Messenger RNA slips in from one end of the ribosome and slowly proceeds. In the meantime, conveyors called the transfer RNA molecules carry the amino acids, which are the components required for the protein to be produced, to the ribosome in a complete state and in the right sequence. The amino acids brought here combine in the right sequence thanks to the code on the messenger RNA. As the messenger RNA proceeds, the amino acid that corresponds to the data coded there is added to the chain. The result is a new protein. The slightest mistake in the amino acid sequence would cause the protein that is produced to be useless. mistakes almost never happen. Production complete, the protein leaves the ribosome to set out for its duty. These extraordinary processes take place, not somewhere far away, but right on your own body. The events we have simplified here are actually far more complicated, and they are continuously repeated in each and every one of the 100 trillion cells in your body. The cell, which was thought to be a simple little lump of albuminous combination of carbon by the formulators of the theory of evolution, has such an extraordinary design. This magnificent system certainly could not have emerged by chance, as the theory of evolution claims. When all these details of cell biology were revealed and understood, the theory of evolution suffered a great blow. They said, "Glory be to you. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. You are the all-knowing, the all-wise."